Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Beat Podcast, recorded live here at Health 2024. I have the privilege of hosting the outstanding Preeti Kaur. She is the Executive Vice President, Head of Engineering and Data at Honor Technology. She's a seasoned engineer leader with a passion for people and innovation. She's led teams at top tech companies like Adobe and Carta, driving successful product development and organizational growth. Thanks so much for joining me, Preeti.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yes. How's health going for you so far?
Oh, it's been great. I am amazed. It's my first time here. It's just unbelievable the amount of effort that must have gone into putting this together. Amazing.
They do a really nice job.
Yeah.
And the theme this year is bold. And I know you guys are doing some bold things. So we're going to be covering that today. Before we start, tell us a little bit about the company.
Yeah. So Honor Technology is a health tech company, and we are trying to revolutionize how you deliver care to older adults, in that being the ability to age at home and normalize aging and do it in a way that's scalable and be able to provide the care they need at their homes, giving the peace of mind to their families, anybody who is involved alongside the care providers. So Honor acquired Home Instead back in 2021, which was the market leader in home care. And that was a marriage made in heaven. It helped us bring together high tech with high touch, because to Home Instead, it's personal. And for Honor, it's about increasing the world's capacity to care. So it's been a great time just putting all these two things together.
That's great. Yeah, the time is exciting. And today we have technologies that weren't available before, enabling care in the home to be more attainable. So I think the timing couldn't be better. What inspired you to work at Honor, and how has your personal experience coupled with your journey at Honor shaped your perspective on solutions for older adults, their families, and care professionals?
I love answering this question because I think it is the mission of Honor that is just so attractive and revolutionizing for any technologist like myself. Honor is the mission, really, as I mentioned, is bringing together what you can do in technology. Like you mentioned, there is so much today outside of just your traditional software, but in GenAI and the models, you can predictive modeling that you can do, which is ripe for a solution in the in-home care health tech industry. So for me, it was that I care about innovation and I care about personal touch. So bringing those two together, my mom was diagnosed with lung cancer a while ago, and I was the primary caregiver. And unfortunately, she passed away. But having that experience myself of navigating this industry, which is so fragmented, and, you know, with a little kid of my own, having to take care of all of that, the stress it puts on a person, not to mention this feeling of, am I doing enough to make sure my mom's comfortable? And so that just everything I do at Honor is based on this experience I've had myself. So I can really sympathize with the families who are going through such a vulnerable time. So that's kind of why I joined Honor.
I love it. And everyone listening, myself, everybody listening to this podcast, has had a personal health event, whether it be for themselves or a loved one. And so health is just so close to home. And so I think the work that you're doing to help people get care in the home is really going to make a big difference. I did have a question around acuity of care. So level of care, can you share more about that?
Yeah. Yeah. So Honor is just, we're blessed with a lot of smart people working in the teams that I run myself. And, you know, the reality is to scale, and the amount of, there's, I think, 10,000 people who turned 65 today, right, in the US. This is a very supply constraint problem, right? Care professionals' job is difficult. And so let's just start there. So now upskilling them to get to what you are mentioning is dementia care, memory care is a skill that not everybody has. Mm-hmm. They can learn, but there is the certain compassion that goes with it, which is hard to learn. So you have to find those care professionals who feel that compassion, and then the skill we can build. So when we do the matching algorithm as to, you know, who is a good fit for which client, and a big thing is how much care, what level of care they need, but also it's very market specific, right? Can a care professional drive to your place, or if you're in the Bay Area like me, you have to take BART, you have to take, so you have to think about all the commute, it's preferences, the times they can work, the times the client needs. Sometimes you have a loved one who can take care of you for a bit, and sometimes you don't. So there is a lot of different attributes that go into figuring out a good match of a care professional and a client. And that is done best by machine learning models and not humans that just have so much information in their head that they could keep together. So to me, the outcome then is of a machine learning model will help with the level of care, a good match. And then the human part is to make it actually happen, to talk to a care professional, give them some specifics about this person who maybe now has dementia, but they had a happy life. They were a doctor, a neurosurgeon. Maybe talk to them about things that are in companionship also matters. So the only way to deliver such holistic care is through high tech, but through high touch. So those are my two favorite words I keep going back on.
They're themes for sure. And critical. One clarifying thing that I'm wondering for myself, are you guys focused on dementia care?
All kinds of care.
All kinds of care.
You know, dementia just happens to be one of the most common and difficult conditions that older adult might go through. And it is in different levels as well. So with dementia, you just can't leave them unsupervised.
Totally.
So that's why it is harder to staff a shift of that nature than it is for someone who is able to do things and can remember things. So memory care is a big one for our industry.
Got it. Thanks so much for clarifying that. How do you envision the balance between AI and human interaction in care delivery? And what are the potential benefits and challenges of increased AI adoption?
Yeah, so Gen AI, you know, we all, in my opinion, have to embrace for the good it can bring and think about, I don't think technology is good or bad. It is the use of the technology that is good or bad.
I agree.
So Gen AI is no different. And we are very mindful of how we put together a solution that is sitting on top of a Gen AI or a machine learning, traditional machine learning model for that matter, and make sure that we don't lose the compassion and the personal nature of care that you have to produce. So in that, if you think about summarizing, pattern recognition, prediction, those are the kinds of things that Gen AI can do better than any human can. So when you take those outcomes, you don't just use them for what they are, but you figure out the context that you were going to use it in. And then in a workflow that actually is human-led, but augmented with AI. So that's kind of where I feel like, let's make time for humans to do things only humans can do and let the machines do everything else. So it can be cheaper, it can be affordable, it can scale, reliable, be consistent. We get data signals from every interaction we have with the client, a care professional, their families. And there's so much precious information in there that you can use and then let AI tell you what to do with it. So that's how I see them coming together.
Love it. Keep the human in the loop. High tech, high touch.
There you go. You got it. That's about it.
I got your message, Preeti. I got it.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to females early in their careers, in particular, female engineers?
Yeah, so another one of my favorite questions. I used to be early in my career female engineer, an immigrant, so poster child of diversity, no matter how you look at it. And I learned a lot along my journey. And one thing I always tell people who'd listen, women who would listen, or any minority is, you know, it can feel like a certain type of people dominate a space, but that doesn't mean you cannot take the space and express what you want to express. Be confident in your strengths, be confident in your abilities, and fight for your point of view. Find mentors and allies. I don't think there's this one-to-one mapping on mentors or allies, right? They're everywhere. They come in all different shapes and sizes. Learn what you can from everyone. You have to stay curious. Technology changes so fast that you have to keep learning. But outside of that, I think diversity of thought that each one of us brings in to the conversation is just as important as the next person's thought. So I think just having that confidence, and I may be wrong, I may be right, but you won't find out unless you express it. So own that space and say what you have to say, and then everything will be fine from there on out.
I love that. That's such great advice. And, you know, in the the theme of bold here, Preeti. I think you have to be bold. And so that's awesome advice for all the women out there building their careers. We need more women in healthcare. You guys have heard me say this a lot. The more women we have in healthcare leadership, the better healthcare is going to be. And I believe that. So I love your advice. On the theme of bold, what are some bold moves that you and the company are making to transform healthcare for the better?
So I think we're being very bold in the way we think about the future of healthcare, the future of in-home care, enabling, like I said, older adults to age independently for as long as possible in their homes. And that takes a lot of bold decisions. And my favorite bold decision is when we discuss these concept of a care bot, right? So I'm not talking about right now version one of a robot taking care of you in your home, but, you know, just imagine a mobile device on wheels that's just treading alongside grandma and watching the stride of her step. And based on that, it can predict what is the likelihood of a fall. Fall is a big thing in this industry, right? So if we had a heads up that, hey, there could be a fall because the stride's changed, it's a little more wobbly or something like that, and we have a heads up for the care professional, for the family, I think we can prevent so much. The same thing is, you know, Gen AI, listening to conversations and getting sentiment out of it. And this has actually happened multiple times because we do, you know, transcribe all our phone conversations and try to get data signals out of it, that somebody called and you could feel the sentiment and you get the help they need. They may not even know that they need this help. Or a care professional telling us, something's changed. This is not how this person normally behaves. You're having a lot more triggers. There is so much predictive stuff we can do that can help not just the people who are associated with Honor directly, but really individuals in the healthcare system overall. So I think being bold to me is this high tech, high touch, and bringing that together and truly reimagine what the world of care could look like. That's the only way to increase our capacity to care, which, by the way, is Honor's mission. That's the only way to do it. And I think we are being very bold about it.
I love it. No, you certainly are. And I appreciate you sharing the vision, the method, all of it. It's been very clear, Preeti, and really thank you for that. If folks want to learn more about engaging with you all, learning more about you, how can they get in touch?
So yeah, we are on LinkedIn. I'm sure there is, just go into honorcare.com. You'll find contact information over there. And I am on LinkedIn. So another way to get in touch with me would be through my LinkedIn. But yeah, always looking for connecting with good people and having good ideas and share this love we have for care and improve it.
I love it, Preeti. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you know the drill. Check out the show notes for all of the amazing short notes on what we just talked about, links to get in touch with Preeti, links to learn more about the firm. And look, at the end of the day here, Honor Technology is changing the game. So make sure you engage with them. Find out more by checking out those show notes. Preeti Kaur, Executive Vice President, Head of Engineering and Data at Honor Technology, with us today at Health Straight from Las Vegas. We thank you all for tuning in. And Preeti, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. Great conversation.